Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Immortal Tango. The latest dance creation from choreographer Germain Cornaggio and his partner Gisella Galesi, both of them tango world champions, along with their company of massively accomplished dancers, contains some electrifying moments that give us all the passion and smouldering intensity you expect from Argentinian tango. Sadly, though, those moments are few and far between in a show that contains too many routines in which the link to tango is tenuous, to say the least. Attempts at humour fall embarrassingly flat, and the use of too many populist songs that are supposed to give the show a glamour of Hollywood theme really just don't fit. The rhythm of Roxanne by The Police was almost made for tango, but Gangster's Paradise from the movie Dangerous Minds, the ABBA song Gimme Gimme Gimme, My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, and a frankly murdered version of Skyfall just feel shoehorned in, while a finale built around the title song from Footloose has virtually nothing to do with tango at all. When they stick to what it says on the tin, however, the show contains some triumphant routines, particularly the duets of Germain and Gisella, who display a precision and passion that can have you on the edge of your seat. And the highlight of the evening is a trio featuring two men and a woman that brought the house down. And while I understand that the musical interludes are necessary to facilitate costume changes, it's always a problem that these interludes don't feel too much like a time filler. The onstage band here does a decent job, and a violin solo by Maria Mercedes Martinez is quite haunting. But singer Antonella Carrillo often isn't up to the material she's given to work with, and she comes across as awkward when thrust centre stage. In trying to push the boundaries, Germain has ended up with a show that ultimately feels uneven, and it would have been a far more engrossing evening had he stuck to what he does brilliantly, unadulterated, passionate Argentinian tango. The show continues at the Peacock Theatre until the 19th of March. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.